you're here at Belt White Cotton Conference, and you're here obviously for a reason. Why do you come to events like this?
I come for the wealth of information that's available to the producer to help ourselves, and of course, the many contacts I've made over the years, we get to touch base, and it's a good opportunity for growers to enhance themselves.
And when you come to an event like this, you get to hear about what's happening in other parts of the country. And, of course, not even in other parts of the country. In the southeast, you hear all about glyphosate resistance problems, this, that, and the other. Are you noticing any of that in your part of the country yet?
Yes, we are. And that's one of the hot topics that I came to listen to. I've attended various events. And to get another perspective from outside of the southeast to see how they're addressing it in other parts of the country.
And obviously it's spreading, as we all know. And so, like anything else, there's a lot of different programs out there just to figure out which one you want to use, right?
That's exactly right. And how to see which one would work best for our operation and see the different alternatives that we have.
So what do you think about 2011? We're seeing cotton prices where they are right now. I don't know, like you, like many other folks, have never seen cotton prices like this. Able to take advantage of some of those?
We are somewhat. With a prudent marketing plan, we sold prior to these extremely high prices, but we did have a little. But, we're just fortunate to be where we are and to have all the crops that we grow to be at a profitable level so that we can, spread our risk.
And that's just it. You're not just a cotton farmer.
That's exactly right. I mean, I am a cotton farmer, I call myself, but I'm in the grain business also.
And good prices, as we're seeing in all of the grains right now, does that have any kind of an effect on what you're going to plant in 2011?
It does. The crops work well in rotation with the others, so we try to keep in a good even rotation, and the prices being as high they are for all crops makes it profitable to be able to do the rotation so we can keep ourselves at higher levels.
So basically you're very optimistic for the year to come.
I am very optimistic, and we feel fortunate and blessed to have the opportunities that we do.